Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tonight's main card, absolutely free, and I am furious about it. This is pay-per-view caliber material. One question. 15 ancient wisdom traditions. $0. I am personally calling the promoter while I'm on hold. One person asked whether a crowd finally lowering their phones at a concert means something beautiful happened, or whether they just ran out of juice. 15 traditions are about to tell them. It's free. I cannot accept this.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One user's question answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question. Does everyone finally putting their phones down at the concert mean something changed? Or did we just run out of battery? Stakes version of that. If you get this wrong, if you call forced presence real presence, you might spend the next decade waiting for your battery to decide your life for you. And if you get it wrong the other way, if you dismiss what happened in that dark room as mechanical, you throw away something that felt, for 3 minutes, like contact with something actual. Does everyone finally putting their phones down at the concert mean something changed? Or did we just run out of battery? Existentialism walks in and immediately files a complaint. It says, presence built on a dead battery is conscription. You were drafted into the moment you kept promising you'd inhabit freely, which is a brutal read because it means the music didn't free you. A supply chain freed you. You were standing there, arms loose, chest open, eating the sound whole, and you didn't choose any of it. The existentialist says that's the indictment. You are free right now, and you're still waiting for something to run out.
Taoism thinks that framing is the problem. The Tao Te Ching says the hub does nothing and is therefore useful. The empty center is the point. Your battery did more for you by dying than it ever did charged. Taoism isn't embarrassed that the phone chose the moment for you. Gatsain, Aryan thinks you holding on to that distinction is the last screen. Put it down. The spokes were already turning.
And this is where it genuinely splits. Because Islam and Sufism say the battery is almost beside the point. Something in the bass drum reached past the glass and touched what Islam calls the fitra, that buried knowing you were born carrying. The phone didn't die. You remembered. Sufism puts it like candles a wind took without asking. One by one, the glows went out, and the reed doesn't ask whether the knife was mercy or cruelty, only that the hollow now sings. These traditions aren't troubled by causation. Arrival is the thing.
Stoicism is troubled by causation. It draws a hard line. The battery dying is not the same as choosing, and your chest already knows which one happened. You can feel the difference between a hand releasing and a hand emptied. What you control is the next moment, not the story you're constructing around this one. The phone dies, the habit doesn't. That's the Stoic warning. You'll be back on TikTok before the encore.
There's a farmer's market image that helps me here. You know that stall where someone hands you a peach and you actually hold it for a second, weighing it before you put it in the bag? Nobody forced that pause, but the peach was also just heavy enough to make you stop. Vedantic philosophy would say the witness watching that moment, the one who noticed the weight, didn't arrive because the peach was ripe. That witness was there before the market opened. Zen lands close. Something changed. It was you. It was always you. Buddhism just adds, the distinction between choosing and being emptied is itself the last thing you need to put down. Cynicism, though, driest voice in the room, says the dog knows the difference between choosing the street and being locked out of the house, and you were locked out. What the traditions didn't settle. Whether a moment of presence that you didn't choose can still belong to you. Stoicism and existentialism say the question matters enormously. Islam and Zen say the question is the screen you forgot to put down. That one's still live. Come back tomorrow.
The main card is over. No pay-per-view split. No gate receipt. This thing was free, and I am going to need a moment. While I compose myself, if thegodshow.us is part of your daily life, you can support the free multilingual project directly at thegodshow.us. Keep it running. Keep it free. Keep it furious. Tonight, 2,000 people stood in the dark with empty hands and argued through 15 ancient traditions about whether that counts. The arena does not have a verdict. The arena has a lot of feelings about the concession prices. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The crowd is cleared. The stage is bare. One phone, somewhere near the exit, just found a charger. See you tomorrow for our take on The God Show's Question of the Day.